Hello again and welcome to All You Ever Wanted to Know. I'm Scott Fitzsimmons, and today we've got a very special guest from the City of Yorkton, Recreation Services Manager Taylor Morrison. How are you doing today, Taylor?
Very good, very good. Yourself, Scott?
Great. First day of school, which is a sign that you guys have a citywide registration night coming up.
You betcha. Yeah, we usually line that up for the first week of September. Kids are getting back in school, starting to get into gear for all things fall and winter, so we're going to bring everybody down to the Gallagher Center tomorrow night and see what's on the go for this year.
Well, I know that, programs and everything kind of works, fits their schedule into the school year, doesn't it?
Yeah, that's right. Absolutely. I mean, lots of kids get involved with their own school activities, be it extracurricular sports or school clubs, things like that. But there's lots on the go, too, that's outside of the school. So people want to come down and kind of bring their calendars and see what they can slot in for the whole family. That's kind of the whole point for it.
Well, I remember a few years back, and I know they've been doing this for a while, but, you know, when as a parent, you know, you start thinking about, oh, well, where do I go to register for this? Or where do I go to register for this? Or what's going on? This is the perfect way to make sure that you get everybody involved. And I think part of it is building relationships with these organizations to make sure they're there. But I think you guys have really done a great job of doing that. And so Citywide Registration Night really becomes the place to be when you want to find out what's there for your kids.
Absolutely, yeah. We often kind of promote it as a one-stop shopping place for all things sport, culture, recreation. Mm-hmm. But we've got a lot of other groups, too, that maybe don't necessarily fall into those categories. So we've got roughly 50 groups on the docket for tomorrow night, shaping up to be a really good event.
Awesome. Now, Citywide Registration Night has become a thing to really, like you said, bring your calendars, to mark on your calendars to make sure you don't miss, because it just makes it that much easier. But what types of groups do you have as a part of this recreation night? Like, it's obviously there's different sports and things like that. Why don't we tell some of the people some of the things that some of the groups that will be there?
Sure, yeah, we can kind of run the gamut here. We've got everything ranging from the Zion Scouts and the Parkland Girl Guides, Air Army, Navy Cadets. We've got some fundraising groups going to be there. Boston Pizza's got a really good fundraising opportunity.
Nice.
So they're going to have a booth. Maybe some of the groups that are going to be there can check in with them on that. The Boys and Girls Club, Saskatchewan Pride Network, they work closely together. They're going to be at the event. Broken Arrow Archery Club. We've got two booths from the city. Our Community Development Parks and Recreation Department is going to have a booth, as well as Environmental Services. They've got that big push. They're doing that survey to find out everybody's thoughts on the curbside recycling program. So they're going to have a table there, giving out some of the information on that. We've got some dance groups, Dance Innovations, Extrava Dance, Ukrainian dance clubs too, including Troyanda and Kalena are going to be down there as well. Lots of stuff on the go citywide too. District Dream Broker and the Sports Bank. We operate the sports bank here in Yorkton. If people don't have equipment, they can stop by and, you know, grab some of that stuff as well. And the Gallagher Center Water Park is going to be there giving out information for the upcoming season. They're shut down for the month of September. They got some maintenance on the go here, but getting things ready to roll come the end of the month.
Oh, that's great. I know. And you hear that list. I mean, it doesn't have to be just sports, but like you said, with the fundraising, you know, making sure people, I mean, that's perfect. I mean, when you think about it, because everybody has to find ways to make it work, and fundraising is a part of so many different organizations.
Absolutely, yeah. Lots of the sports teams will, you know, they'll partner with different agencies throughout town to, you know, in order to bring those funds in, be their fundraising for, you know, jerseys or equipment, anything like that. That's really great, too. In line with sports, Yorkton Kids Sports is going to be at the event too.
Awesome.
They help out provide registration fees to families in need. They'll have all the application forms. You can get information on that program as well. That's a really good thing, wanting to make sure that the kids are getting involved. Sports-wise, there's going to be lots of groups there. We've got the Yorkton Canoe and Kayak Club, Yorkton Curling Club, the Cross-Country Ski Club's going to be down there as well. We've got Springish Gymnastics and the Gritters Cheerleading Teams, Yorkton Olympics, Special Olympics Yorkton and District, they've got some of their sport programs going to be on the go too. And then we've got some, you know, martial arts and self-defense, which can be sport, can be recreation. Mm-hmm. Sometimes they fall into different categories. Yorkton Martial Arts Training Center, the International Mantis Kung Fu is going to be down there. Keys Taekwondo, as well as the Yorkton Karate Club is going to be in attendance too.
Excellent. Well, I mean, and this is all coming up tomorrow night, September 5th, 5:30 till 8 p.m. at the Nexera Flexi Hall in the Gallagher Center. And I think this is, as you're listing things off, this is not just for kids programs or kids sports. There's community activities, like you said, or things for adults that want to be a part of things as well. So this is really a one-stop shop for everyone.
Yeah, for sure. You know, we encourage families to bring everybody down, mom, dad, the kids, grandma, mm-hmm. grandpa, aunt, uncle, bring the whole family, find something for everyone. You know, if you're not really looking into sports recreation-wise, there you can get information on a lot of different things. The Yorkton Kinsmen Club's going to be down there. The Treasure Chest Toastmasters, Success Ranch, Equine Assisted Learning, they're going to have a booth down there as well. St. John Ambulance. One thing we're excited, a new group here is going to be the Parkland Search and Rescue Team. They're going to have a booth set up, giving out information,
Excellent.
Seeing how people can sign up with that too. Yeah, so there's just a ton of different things that people can get involved with. The Yorkton Public Library is going to be down talking about their programs. The Yorkton Arts Council, they've got the Stars for Saskatchewan mm-hmm. Tours coming up, so they're going to be selling information on those too. So it's really shaping up to be a great evening. We're hoping we're going to get a good crowd out.
So you said 50 people, 50 booths. Now, where do you set the limit? Is that about what you can fit inside the Flexi Hall? Are there more? Can people still be a part of this, or is it something you need a little more time to set up?
Yeah, we actually ended the registration process for it was Friday last week. Mm-hmm. That gives us today to kind of set up the site plan. Everything's going to be all kind of listed out there. 50 is a good number in the Flexi Hall. People don't get too crowded all close together. We could squeeze in one or two, you know, coming up here. We'll have another registration night in the spring and then mm-hmm. again fall next year. 50's been about the number for the past couple of years that's been coming in, and it's worked really well in the Flexi Hall for sure.
Well, and that's what I was wondering. If somebody's listening that has an organization that maybe next year they want to be a part of this because they really feel this is a way that they can connect, how do they do that? How do they get to be a part of this?
Yeah, the one thing I would tell them is come down to our booth at the registration night tomorrow.
Yep.
We can add their information onto our contacts listing, and then as we're setting up for these events, you know, we send out a mass email and say, hey, here's the date, mm-hmm. here's the form, get it back to us, and we'll get you a spot at the event.
Well, I know you hear kids, obviously, they don't know what they want to be a part of. Maybe they want to be part of something, but they're just not sure. So, I mean, coming out and seeing all the booths, taking a look at it really does help to give you that idea. But you're finding that, too, with adults that want to get out and get active, you know, or they want to be a part of the community in different ways. I mean, Toastmasters is great for public speaking and for networking that way. It's a great organization that my family has been a part of for a lot of years. But there's so many different choices. You just have to come out and take a look.
Absolutely. You know, it's one thing to go online or Google the clubs mm-hmm. and read about them in the Leisure Guide and see, oh, you know, they offer this, they offer that. But coming down, talking to the people that
Absolutely.
Are running the clubs, getting that face-to-face, making that connection is what it's all about.
Absolutely. I mean, there's nothing that beats that, because you can ask some of those questions, get the answers right away. You know, and sometimes you can get a feel for, you know, why this would be good for you or why it may not be, but why something else part of a different organization or even inside that organization. You really get a chance to see a little more and get some firsthand information about why it would be good for you. It's awesome. It's great to see. So, again, if it's coming up tomorrow night, September 5th, 5:30 till 8 p.m., so plenty of time for you to come out and take a look. Once again, we're talking with Taylor Morrison, Recreation Services Manager with the City of Yorkton. If people want to find out more or about this event, maybe they can't be come out to the event tomorrow night, how can people find out more about the event or maybe future events?
Yeah, absolutely. We would recommend people to, you know, if they're on Facebook, find our department page on there. It's Yorkton Parks and Recreation.
Yep.
We pump out everything from events, drop-in sports, programs, everything like that kind of gets thrown up on that page. We do have a separate event set up for Citywide tomorrow night. We've got the full list of everybody that's going to be down there, so they can hop on there and have a look at that. We also have the list on our website.
Yep.
And if people aren't, you know, social media savvy, they can always pop by our office. We're located right on the main floor of the gallery. Gallagher Center, or give us a call. Our phone number is 306-786-1750, and we can get them the information that they're looking for.
Perfect. Well, I mean, this is it's a great night people look forward to, and again, if you forgot about it, don't forget. It's tomorrow night, 5:30 to 8 p.m. at the Nexera Flexi Hall in the Gallagher Center. Again, is there anything else or any other organizations you want to tell us about before we wrap things up?
Yeah, I mean, we can continue to kind of go down the list here. Yeah. We're also going to have the Free My Muse Theater Company, Habitat for Humanity will be there, Sask Abilities, the Sign Life Skills Program, Skate Yorkton, Yorkton Minor Hockey. I think we've touched on some of these ones as well. Lots of aquatic programs, Yorkton Aquabotics, the Storm Swim Club. Again, I mentioned the Gallagher Center Water Park will have a booth there. There's also going to be the Yorkton Legion Track Club, Yorkton Creators 4-H. The Bowl Arena is going to have a booth there. You can check in on their programming. So like I said, about 50 groups ranging from a number of different activities. Bring the family down. Come on down to the Gallagher Center. It's going to be a great evening.
Awesome. Again, Taylor, thanks for stopping by and talking with us about this because, again, it is something you don't want to miss.
Absolutely not. No, thanks for having me.
You're welcome. Once again, Taylor Morrison, Recreation Service Manager with the City of Yorkton. And again, the citywide registration, always a great event to be at. Don't miss it tomorrow. Next Era Flexi Hall, 5:30 until 8 p.m. And again, if you want the information, call 306-786-1750. That is it for us for today on All You Ever Wanted to Know. Coming up next, it is the All Request Lunch. Have yourself a wonderful day and be blessed.